In Pasadena, the Tournament of Roses Parade takes place today as usual. The Rose Bowl game won't be played until Thursday night. There will be extra security at both events. Undercover officers will mingle in the crowds, and cameras will scan the area in and around the Rose Bowl. Police also are pressing into service the residents of a temporary neighborhood that springs up along the parade route. Traditionally, a cavalcade of motorhomes arrives days early to camp out in nearby parking lots. This year, police are enlisting the occupants into an ad hoc neighborhood watch group. They're being asked to look for anything suspicious. Pasadena police are issuing a United We Stand decal to every RV that participates. Commentator Pat Morrison says parade goers are loyal, but their numbers are smaller than some might have you think.
About this time of year, every year, you hear a lie, a whopper. Someone will declare that 1 million people were out there on the streets of Pasadena to watch the Tournament of Roses parade go by. Don't you believe it? The myth of 1 million Rose Parade watchers has been uttered so often and with such certainty by spokesmen and anchormen alike that it's become gospel. But the number is as inflated as those balloons in that other holiday parade. I think they call it Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. Decades ago, some Caltech PhDs calculated that it is physically impossible for 1 million people to fit along the parade's 5.5-mile route. They figure the top carrying capacity is half that. Years later, a Los Angeles Times science reporter went out with tape measure and calculator and figured standing room at nearly 1.4 million square feet divided by an average person occupying a very stingy 2 square feet. And that's without factoring in winter coats, baby strollers, ice chests, and lawn chairs. It all came to an absolute maximum of 670,000 people, every one of whom would have to be a member in good standing of Weight Watchers. Even accounting for rooftop and window viewing and grandstand seats, the number didn't approach 1 million. Now, Pasadena officials, understandably reluctant to prick the 7-figure civic bubble, have gone along with the feel-good fiction. In 1980, they declared straight-faced that a police aerial count had counted 1,406,038 parade-goers. As one cop said later, you go up in the air and you take a look down and it's like, yep, a whole lot of folks down there, probably about 1 million. So don't expect to hear anything different this year. New Year's in Pasadena, as they keep telling us, is the granddaddy of them all, and so is its venerable fib. 1 million people, that's their story, and they're sticking with it.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the book Rio LA, Tales from the Los Angeles River.